And if you don't know the goal I'm about to talk to you about, may I suggest you press pause, get on YouTube and look at it. That would possibly be cheating a little bit. Question 16. Yeah, do it after the quiz.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Thursday. Welcome to your quiz. All right, James. James got back from Brighton with 3 points.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Good night, that. Enjoyed it. It's better than my last Wednesday night travels across the country, although this was nowhere near as far last night, obviously. And I was just saying to Suj, I was home at half past midnight. It was quite good, actually.
Nice. And fairly happy with the performance and the result?
Yeah, decent. Fair score. Professional job. Well done. To be honest, in the latter parts of the game, could have got a few more, to be honest. Mm. Yeah, 2-0 was about right.
Cool.
Yeah, good performance.
Good, good, good. Right, what's the quiz and what are we doing?
So the quiz, in honour of much talked about Harry Maguire, just for being whatever, obviously scored Tottenham's 9th own goal of the season on Saturday. Yeah, love that. So we do have some luck. I don't pretend otherwise. Made me think, I wonder if there's a quiz theme in own goals. So the theme of this quiz is own goals. In some way, it's an old school format. It's just the normal 20 questions. One correct answer for each question. The theme of the quiz is own goals.
Okay.
Are you happy to have a stab, Suj?
Yeah, I'm not optimistic about this one, to be honest with you. If I get like 4 or 5, I'll be happy. But, you know, it's...
I think there's a couple that you're going to need to guess. But I think the really clued up guys could get a lot otherwise.
Good, good, good.
Are you ready, Suj?
I'm more than ready.
Question one.
Mm-hmm.
Who scored an own goal in the 2018 World Cup final? Question one. Who scored an own goal in the 2018 World Cup final?
Where was that World Cup, by the way?
Some country we're not allowed to talk about anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
Question two.
Oh.
You're right there, sweetheart.
Yeah. I had YouTube open on my phone earlier. And it just started, decided it wanted to play and ping at me. But yeah, question number two.
Do you know what it reminds me of something? I was looking for something in the room earlier. And something started making a noise like, hello. It's obviously one of like Harry's toys or something. You ever had that moment where a toy is going off and you don't know where it is?
Yeah. All the time. And you're like, oh, come on.
Or it just randomly decides to spook you at 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's the worst is when it's at the bottom of a bag or something. And you're like, oh, I have to rummage through and find it. Off. Yeah, man.
Question two. Which player who spent 17 years at Liverpool scored more goals against them than goals he scored for them? Question two. Which player who spent 17 years at Liverpool scored more goals against them than he did for them?
Okay.
Question three. Which player who shares the record for most ever Premier League red cards has also scored 10 own goals in his career? Which player who shares the record for most Premier League red cards has also scored 10 own goals in his career?
I know who's got the red card. I'm pretty sure. Well, I think I know who's got the red card record, but I didn't know they'd scored a lot of OGs. Probably
the wrong answer then, isn't it, Suj?
Do you think so? Yeah, probably.
Remember, the Premier League red cards is shared, right? I think it's three different players,
yeah.
I think.
There's three.
Question four. Who was the Colombian player who was murdered after he put through his own net against the United States of America during the World Cup in 1994?
I don't remember, but it was a joke. He shouldn't have been shot.
Well, that wasn't a joke, man. It's pretty serious, to be honest.
No, as question in, it four, was ridiculous that it happened. Is what
well,
I mean.
Well, of course. Mm. Question four. Who was the Colombian player who was murdered after he put through his own net against the United States of America during the World Cup in 1994? Question five, and this is the point where I'll date this quiz, as the 17th of March and a happy St. Patrick's Day to our Irish listeners.
Yeah, I didn't realise. And then we were thinking at work earlier, like, what can we do at the office to celebrate St. Patrick's Day? What can we go out and get that's like Irish?
Pint of Guinness.
That's it. It's Guinness. It's literally the only thing that you can...
Black pudding.
Is it Irish?
I think so.
My, well, I remember.
I'm slightly concerned that I've got that wrong. Maybe because I think the only place I've ever had black pudding was in Cork. Maybe it makes me think of that.
I remember my wife a couple of days ago explaining to my kids that black pudding is basically dried pig's blood.
Okay, sweet.
Should have seen the look on their faces. They were not.
I'll stick to bacon then. question five, there's a reason for time stamping that as the 17th of March in case you happen to be listening to this in a couple of weeks. Question five, which player has scored three goals and one own goal in his last three Premier League appearances? Which player has scored three goals and one own goal in his last three Premier League appearances?
Three goals and one own goal.
In his last three Premier League appearances.
Okay.
Question six. Which former Tottenham captain scored at both ends against Coventry in the 1987 FA Cup final? Question six. Which former Tottenham captain scored at both ends against Coventry in the 1987 FA Cup final?
Okay.
Question seven. Which player scored in his own net against Chelsea in the 2005 League Cup final while being heavily linked with a transfer to the Blues? Question seven. Which player scored in his own net against Chelsea in the 2005 League Cup final while being heavily linked with a transfer to the Blues? And that's not a trick question. The Blues is Chelsea. It's not like Birmingham City or something.
Okay.
Question eight. Which Aston Villa goalkeeper allowed the ball to roll under his foot and into the net at Birmingham in 2002? Question eight. Which Aston Villa goalkeeper allowed the ball to roll under his foot and into the net at Birmingham in 2002?
Hmm.
Question nine. Do you remember we did a pod of the decade, Serge?
Yeah, yeah.
We voted an own goal by Santiano Vergini as the best own goal in our review of the 2010s. The goal was scored while playing for Sunderland. But who was he playing against when he volleyed into his own net from the edge of the box? Question nine. We voted an own goal by Santiano Vergini as the best own goal in our review You didn't argue.
Nah.
In the 2010s while playing for Sunderland. But who was he playing against when he volleyed into his own net from the edge of the box?
Okay.
Question 10. Gary Neville scored an own goal against Croatia in a 2008 European Championship qualifier. The game took place in 2006. Who was the goalkeeper who kicked fresh air when attempting to clear the pass back? Question 10. Gary Neville scored an own goal against Croatia in 2006 during a European Championship qualifier. Who was the England goalkeeper who kicked fresh air when attempting to clear the back pass?
2008.
It's 2008 qualifier, but the game happened in 2006. Question 11. Which Stoke City player scored two own goals and missed the penalty in a 4-0 defeat to Chelsea in 2013? Question 11. Which Stoke player scored two own goals and missed the penalty in a 4-0 defeat to Chelsea in 2013?
Yeah, I'm just putting names of players down.
Question 12. That's bad. Which current Premier League player holds the joint record for most own goals in a single season with four own goals in the 2017-18 season? Question 12. Which current Premier League player holds the joint record for most own goals in a single season with four in the 2017-18 season? Question 13. Which Englishman scored an own goal and was sent off on his Real Madrid debut? Question 13. Which Englishman scored an own goal and was sent off on his Real Madrid debut?
I think I know that one.
Great. First time he said that. 13 yeah. questions in.
Well, I've got a couple of others that I'm relatively sure on, but just a couple. So three questions out of 13.
Here's one you can all guess. Question 14. Which team has scored the most own goals in Premier League history? Premier League, obviously, 1992 to present. Question 14. Which team has scored the most own goals in Premier League history? Question 15. In the 1990 World Cup semi-final between England and West Germany, Andreas Bremer's free kick deflected up and over Peter Shilton via which England defender? Question 15. In the 1990 World Cup semi-final, Andreas Bremer's free kick deflected up and over Peter Shilton via which England defender? Question 16.
Okay.
And if you don't know the goal I'm about to talk to you about, may I suggest you press pause, get on YouTube and look at it. That would possibly be cheating a little bit. Question 16. Yeah, do it after the quiz. Question 16. Berries, Chris Brass, scored one of English football's funniest ever own goals in 2006 when his attempted clearance flew into the net off his own face in a fixture at Darlington. Which current Premier League goalkeeper was in goal for Bury? Question 16. Bury's Chris Brass scored one of English football's funniest ever own goals in 2006 when his attempted clearance flew into the net off of his own face in a fixture at Darlington. Which current Premier League goalkeeper was in goal for Bury?
Is it a squad member or is it an actual playing goalkeeper?
It's a goalkeeper who's played in the Premier League this season, I will tell you that.
Okay,
much.
Fine.
But don't overread what I just said.
Okay.
It's not Alisson, is it? It's not Edison. Let's be a little bit realistic here.
Yeah.
Question 17. Which Denmark defender found his own net for England's equaliser in last summer's European Championship semi-final? Question 18. Question 17, which Denmark defender found his own net for England's equaliser in last summer's European Championship semi-final? Question 18, Jimmy Traore scored a famous own goal that knocked Liverpool out of the FA Cup at the third round stage in 2005 when he tried a bizarre turn inside his own six-yard box. At what current Premier League stadium was the goal scored? Question 18. Jimmy Traore scored a famous own goal that knocked Liverpool out of the FA Cup at the third round stage in 2005 when he tried a bizarre turn inside his six-yard box. At what current Premier League stadium was the goal scored? Question 19. Which Real Madrid player opened the scoring at the 2014 World Cup after putting through his own net in the tournament opener? Question 19. Which Real Madrid player opened the scoring at the 2014 World Cup after putting through his own net in the tournament's opening game?
Okay.
And question 20. Prior to last summer, there had been 9 own goals scored in European Championship tournaments combined. How many own goals were scored at Euro 2020? Question 20. Prior to last summer, there had been 9 own goals combined across all European Championship tournaments. How many own goals were scored at Euro 2020?
Okay.
Are you happy for me to repeat, Serge?
Yeah, because I need to repeat on number 12, to be fair.
Well, I'll repeat all of them.
Yeah.
Question 1, who scored an own goal in the 2018 World Cup final? 2, which player who spent 17 years at Liverpool scored more own goals against them than he did for them? 3, which player who shares the record for most Premier League red cards also scored 10 own goals in his career? 4, who was the Colombian player who was murdered after he put through his own net against the United States of America in 1994? Question 5. Which player scored 3 goals and 1 own goal in his last 3 Premier League appearances? Question 6. Which former Tottenham captain scored at both ends against Coventry in the 1987 FA Cup final? 7. Which player scored in his own net against Chelsea in the 2005 League Cup final while being heavily linked with a transfer to Chelsea? 8. Which Aston Villa goalkeeper allowed the ball to roll under his foot and into the net at Birmingham in 2002? 9. We voted known goal by Santiano Vergini as the best in our review of the 2010s while he was playing for Sunderland. But who was he playing against when he volleyed it into his own net from the edge of the box? Question 10. Gary Neville scored known goal against Croatia in 2006. Who was the goalkeeper who kicked fresh air when attempting to clear the back pass? 11. Which Stoke player scored 2 own goals and missed a penalty in a 4-0 defeat to Chelsea in 2013? 12. Which current Premier League player holds the joint record for most own goals in a single season with 4 in the 2017-18 season? 13. Which Englishman scored an own goal and was sent off on his Real Madrid debut? 14. Which team has scored the most own goals in Premier League history? 15. In the 1990 World Cup semi-final, Andreas Bremer's free kick deflected up and over Peter Shilton via which England defender? 16. Bury's Chris Brass scored one of English football's funniest ever own goals in 2006 when his attempted clearance flew into the net off of his own face in a fixture at Darlington. Which current Premier League goalkeeper was in goal for Bury? 17. Which Denmark defender found his own net for England's equaliser in last summer's Euros semi-final? 18. Jimmy Traore scored a famous own goal that knocked Liverpool out of the FA Cup at the third round stage in 2005 when he tried a bizarre turn inside his six-yard box. At what current Premier League stadium was the goal scored? 19. Which Real Madrid player opened the scoring at the 2014 World Cup after putting through his own net in the tournament opener? And question 20, prior to last summer, there had been 9 own goals combined scored in all European Championship tournaments. How many own goals were scored at Euro 2020?
Okay.
Ready, Batman?
Yep.
Question 1, what you got?
I've gone with Modric, but I don't think it is.
You basically was the only Croatian player you could think of. Nah. Right? Correct answer is Mario Mandzukic.
Okay.
Question 2. Which player spent 17 years at Liverpool and scored more own goals than goals?
It's got to be Carragher.
Of course, yes, it is Jamie Carragher. Question 3. Who shares the record for most Premier League red cards and also has 10 own goals in his career?
Is it Vieira, Keane and Duncan Ferguson share the red cards?
Nope, you're missing a name, Suj.
Oh, I've gone with Vieira, but then if I'm missing a name, it might be the other one.
Correct answer is Richard Dunn.
Oh, okay.
Question 4. Who was the Colombian player who was murdered after the own goal in 1994?
Don't know, honestly. Don't know.
Think of a famous Colombian surname.
Escobar.
Now you just need the first name. And no, it's not Pablo.
No, I don't know his first name.
It's Andreas Escobar.
Okay.
Question 5. Which player scored 3 goals and 1 own goal in his last 3 Premier League appearances?
The Watford forward we should all have. Not fucking King or Dennis. The other one, Cucho.
Cucho Hernandez is the correct answer. Yep. Overhead kick against Arsenal, 2 goals scored against Southampton and an own goal at Wolves. Question 6. Which former Tottenham captain scored at both ends against Coventry in the 87 Cup final?
You didn't say he played for Spurs at the time, but I've assumed that he did.
You're very true. I did not say.
Well, I've just put down Gary Mabbott, but I'm happy to be wrong.
Correct answer, Suj, is Gary Mabbott.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Question 7. Which player scored an own goal against Chelsea in the 2005 League Cup final while being heavily linked with a transfer to Chelsea?
Well, Gerrard was always the one that they were trying to tap up, so I've gone Gerrard.
Correct answer is Steven Gerrard. Question 8. Which Aston Villa goalkeeper allowed the ball to roll under his foot at Birmingham in 2002?
I've gone with Bosnich.
Can you not remember this goal?
I've put down Enkelman first, but no.
Well, that's the correct answer.
Oh, fuck's sake. I should trust myself. I scribbled the bastard out.
Peter Enkelman is the correct answer. Santiano Vergini's own goal for question 9. Who was it scored at 4, should we say, rather than against?
Manchester United.
No, it was scored for Southampton.
Okay.
Question 10. Gary Neville scored an own goal with a back pass against Croatia in 2006. Who was the England goalkeeper kicking fresh air?
I've got Robinson down, but that's too late for him. Surely.
Correct answer is Paul Robinson.
I'll take it.
Question 11. Which Stoke player scored 2 own goals and missed the penalty when losing 4-0 to Chelsea in 2013?
I've got down Ryan Shawcross, but I feel like
Shawcross was on penalties, yeah?
No, this is the dumb thing. So I also want to say Peter Crouch.
I mean, to be honest, this is a more realistic answer.
But it's none of the above, so let's...
No, it's none of the above. Okay. Correct answer is Jonathan Walters.
Okay.
Question 12. Which current Premier League player holds the joint record for most own goals in a single season with 4 in 17-18?
I haven't got an answer down. Eric Dyer.
I don't hate it as a guess, mate. It was a player that I owned quite a bit that season. Cheap as. And he kept scoring own goals. Lewis Dunk.
Ah, okay.
For bonus points, you know which other player holds the other part of the joint record?
No.
Liverpool's Martin Skrtel.
Okay.
Question 13. Which Englishman scored an own goal and was sent off on his Real Madrid debut?
Jonathan Woodgate?
Yes, of course. Jonathan Woodgate is the correct answer. Question 14. Which team has scored the most own goals in Premier League history?
Gooners? Arsenal?
No. It's Everton.
Okay.
total of 53 own goals.
Why are you kicking them when they're down, boy?
I just feel like they can deal with it at the moment. I have to say, I read a piece on The Athletic this morning about Everton and their financial situation. It's there's nothing in it that we didn't warn everyone in December. Like, it's so bleak. Yeah. They reckon the financial results are going to be out in the next 2 weeks. And it's probably going to define fines, points, deductions, what might be coming. Although, as said, I would be very surprised if they got a points deduction this season. Question 15. Andreas Bremer's free kick against England in 1990 deflected off of who?
Terry Butcher.
No, but at least you got your era right. Correct answer is Paul Parker. Question 16. Who was in goal for Bury in 2006 for probably the best own goal of all time?
Ben Foster.
No, but I like your guess. I think that's decent, mate.
Well, he was at Man United. Bury's not far, and he's also old as shit as well. So he'd have been playing 15 years ago.
I like your guess. And interestingly, the player who was in goal for Bury was on loan from one of the Manchester clubs. So I do like your theory.
Scott Carson, no.
Correct answer is Kasper Schmeichel.
Okay.
Question 17. Which Denmark defender found his own net for England's equaliser last summer?
No idea. I just wrote down Damsgaard, but he's not even a defender, is he?
No, he's not. Correct answer is Simon Kjær.
Okay.
Question 18. In what stadium did Jimmy Traore score one of the most bizarre own goals you will ever see in 2005?
Villa Park.
No. It is claret and blue, though. It's Turf Moor, mate.
Okay.
Question 19. Which Real Madrid player opened the scoring at the 2014 World Cup, putting for his own net?
Ramos?
No. Who hosted the World Cup?
2014?
Yep.
The one before Russia. Was it? That wasn't South Africa. It was that was Japan and South Korea, wasn't it?
No, it was 2002. Oh, I'm worried about you.
Yeah.
Brazil, mate. Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. So former Real Madrid player.
I didn't even say he was former, mate.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll break it to you. It's an audio podcast. Marcelo.
Okay.
Question 20. How many own goals at last summer's Euros?
5.
Correct answer is 11.
Wow.
Yeah, there were two more own goals scored last summer's tournament than all the previous Euros combined.
Got 6. It's better than a kick in the cojones.
It's better than 0. Do you want me to go back to higher and lower? Yeah. And true and false.
I mean, even they can be a bit hit and miss.
They can.
Lovely jubbly, James. Well done with that. Tomorrow we'll be back at you with a full rundown of the midweek games. Who knows when and how and what state I'll be in, but we'll know about that about 10, 11 o'clock tonight.
We are the main composition of tomorrow's differential show. He's going to be me and Suj trying to pick a differential team free hit. And I think it's probably going to be quite scary to the point that we might even look at it and go, should we just play 3 players, mate? So some alternative suggestions coming on that tomorrow, particularly for free hitters, I think.
Lovely jubbly. Enjoy your evening, guys. And come on, you Irons. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.